Scientists are holding a news conference today to announce the first comprehensive examination of all human DNA, the human genome. It turns out that our DNA contains just 30,000 genes, far fewer than most estimates. Genes influence what we look like. They determine eye color, shape the features on our faces. They also tell our bodies how to make enzymes, to do things such as digest food. The typical gene is made up of more than 1,000 nucleotides, represented by four letters, G, A, T, and C. NPR has reported on the human genome many times, but never in the way you are about to hear, a way that attempts to give DNA a voice. With the help of a few props and a lot of sounds, NPR conjured up an imaginary space inside an imaginary person. Then, science correspondent Richard Harris invited Alex Chadwick to join him in that space on the kind of journey you can only take on the radio, inside a cell to hear how a single gene gets switched on and what it does inside the body. Their expedition begins in the small intestine, just outside the cell wall.
All right, Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
If you look in front of you, you'll see this membrane in front of us.
Yes.
Because a cell is basically a sack of liquid with interesting stuff floating around in the liquid, and this membrane is what holds all the liquid inside. So the first step is we have to get through, and I'm not sure exactly the best way to do it, but let's try pushing it a little bit. Can you get this through?
Wow.
It's sort of a light, sort of flowing feeling, isn't it, as we're drifting along through
here. It is liquidy. It's like a, kind of like a room, but I can't see all of it yet.
Yeah, membranes and these little spheres are various kinds of organelles, little parts of the cell that make the cell happen. Oops, I almost stepped on that. This is a ribosome.
Just lying there in our way as we kind of make our way across the cell floor.
We'll get back to this, because this plays a critical part in the whole story of DNA, which we'll get to in a minute. All the excitement, though, is in the cell's inner sanctum, which is the cell's nucleus.
This is the nucleus here?
This is the key to the whole story of the cell. And do you think you can make your way in there?
Okay.
Let me see if I can join you there.
All right. Now, I just have to tell people that we've entered this kind of the center of the cell is almost kind of veiled off from the rest of it, and there are gobs of stringy things around, and this nucleus, it's actually very crowded. There's barely room for us in here.
And what you're looking at, all the stringy stuff that you noticed, is DNA, and the balls are these skeins of things that sort of look like yarn vaguely, are actually chromosomes, and they are huge long spools of DNA. I won't ask you to count them, but there are 46.
That's right, because in a human cell, there are 46 chromosomes, yes?
Yes, but you'll notice, if you notice, some of these are balled up and some of them are sort of coming apart here.
Yeah.
And it's the part that's unraveled that contains the instructions that tells the cell what kind of cell to be. This chromosome over here, for example, is mostly bundled up in this cell, but maybe it contains genes that are involved in vision. Well, we don't need genes involved in vision down here. But here we are in the intestine. It's very specific chromosomes that are unraveled, or parts of them.
Yeah.
I think that was somebody drinking a milkshake. And you know what?
There's a part of the cell over there starting to blink.
That's a chemical signal to this cell, and it's telling the cell, start making an enzyme that will help digest the milkshake that is just coming our way. So,
okay.
So look what's happening over here. Chromosome 2 is springing into gear, and what we're getting here is, this is a closer look at some of that DNA that's unraveling.
You know, it almost looks like a zipper.
And you notice, if you unzip a little bit, it sort of matches. But if you look really closely at those teeth, you'll notice that there's a code written on them. It's a simple four-letter code, but it goes endlessly down this chain. There's thousands, literally thousands of these letters. Actually, all together, all of this DNA, there's 3 billion of those letters. And that's what the Human Genome Project has been all about, is reading all 3 billion of those letters and figuring out what they say. Well, we're looking at just the letters that are on one small stretch of chromosome number 2. And these letters, I happen to know, are the letters that will tell the cell how to make an enzyme called lactase that will help this cell digest the milkshake that we know is coming our way momentarily. But there's a rule about being in the nucleus, which is that the DNA has to stay in the nucleus. It's like a library that you can't check out any books because the cell needs all this information.
Yeah.
So one thing the cell does is it has a mechanism for taking this information, making a copy of that information, and sending it out in the cell where that information can actually be used.
There's a little thing here in the nucleus, and the DNA is kind of disappearing into it. It's being sucked up by this thing.
Absolutely, and what's happening is it's making a copy. And if you notice, as you see coming out here is...
These are more of these kind of zipper things, but they're all zippers, but they're kind of, they're different zippers.
They're half. It only needs to copy half of the genetic code. And these things that look like zippers are actually called messenger RNA because it carries the message from the nucleus, and the information that's encoded on the DNA can actually be used by the cell to make that enzyme lactase.
The copied DNA is actually migrating out of the nucleus. Let's follow it.
Good idea. We can find our way through this membrane here. Okay, watch your step. So
here's the thing we saw earlier. This is
that little copy. It's called messenger RNA.
Yeah.
That copy of the DNA.
Uh-huh.
And it has come over to this thing called the ribosome.
This is the ribosome that we stumbled into, just this little ball of matter here.
And it is now...
The copy DNA is actually... It's going to the ribosome.
It's gone into the ribosome.
Yeah.
And, you know, Alex, for my money, this is the most interesting part of the cell, because... This is the part of the cell that reads the genetic code and turns it into something that the cell can actually use.
Mm. So here's a part coming out. And is this the DNA that went in on the other side?
Nope. What this ribosome did is it read the information on the little piece of material that came from the nucleus, and it built a protein out of it. It built an enzyme using that information. And this is the enzyme that it built. This is the lactase enzyme. And this is the enzyme, actually, that can then digest milk sugar. And if you notice... The same thing that we just witnessed here is happening all over the cell.
There are other ribosomes
getting other of these
messages from the nucleus, and they're all starting to react to the presence of this milkshake that's coming.
Well, we better get out of here.
All right.
Now let's follow the enzyme and see where it's going to go. Come with me here.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Where are we?
This is sort of a giant bubble, and what's happening is this whole bubble you can see is filling up with this enzyme that's being produced throughout the cell.
Yeah.
And when this bubble fills up, it's going to go to the edge of the cell and it's going to burst out, and all of this stuff is going to get scattered outside of the cell and it'll be put to use digesting that milkshake.
Yeah.
So I think if we want to get out of this cell, we better follow along, okay?
Okay.
Come on in.
There's protein. Some of this protein's in here.
Yep, filling up the protein. Okay.
Oh, no!
Alex, what do you think of that for an expedition?
Well, this is quite an expedition.
Wait a minute.
Look out!
NPR's Alex Chadwick and Richard Harris on an imaginary tour inside the cell of a small intestine. The first comprehensive examination of all human DNA will be published later this week in Science and Nature magazines.